Okay, I'd like to go back now into our regular session of working together as a board. And we're going to have work session item number B, which is discussion on bond and levy timeline. Superintendent.
All right, we had a chance.
Oh, it's now 8:07:53.
Thank you, Kristen. Yesterday, Alex Flexman was able to come up and meet with Zane, myself, Todd Cottle, and Shanna Longhurst in regard to some perspectives that they can bring to the table to help and assist us with the bond, specifically the bond process. Alex has developed kind of a timeline of when things need to be done, working with Todd. We are going to take that and put kind of some of the things that we're looking at doing. Our intent is to have a rollout of both the informational and the promotional prior to our beginning of school activities in August. So, again, we as a board have got to be, everything that we send out is just informational. And we can do Q's and A's and we can have things, but we cannot ever say, vote yes. It's just an opportunity for the information. Those on the promotional side, we don't say either one.
These are the reasons why the board voted to take
Thanks, mate. Have a safe trip. So with that process, Todd is now working and getting names from every one of the schools for parents to be kind of involved. Some are saying we're okay with this, but we don't have time to get involved. So we're trying to get those that will make a commitment to spending some time so that we can then break it into, we need you guys to go and work with the senior citizens and do some things there. We need this group to look at doing, we've looked at the voting records of each of the precincts. How do we get that organized? We are going to be doing a voter registration process at the beginning of the school year to get those that are not currently registered to vote, to get registered to vote.
But couldn't I do that?
Can I get people
to register to vote?
You can be part of, the committee will ask for volunteers for that type of thing, and yes, those are things that board members can be involved in. You will then have informational, where we're going out and doing informational on, and again, we have two different issues, and we're trying to keep them very clear that they're separate issues, but one is the levy, one is the bond, the building bond. We also want to make sure that we're very clear that this is for Logan City School District and not Cache County School District. I've had a couple of patrons already kind of muddy the area and saying, why are you building two buildings? I said, no, that is the county who's looking at their bond. That does not impact us. What we're looking at doing for Logan High School is to bring it into the 21st century to be able to really have a facility that will allow us to do what's best for our kids. It's a different discussion than what is in the county. So that will be part of our challenges on that.
Along that line, I've also had a conversation that we probably should have some understanding of, is that we are going out for $35 million for a remodel project of Logan High, whereas the county is spending $40 million on a brand new building. So I think that we need to have, we all understand that, but that's a concern I've heard.
We're talking about a $55 million bond.
Right, which $35 million, and we have to say why is our, when they can build a whole new building.
For $40 million, why are we spending $35 million just to remodel? And so that's the conversation.
That'll be one of the points.
With the bullet points underneath it.
Exactly. Because they're saying, well, why not just build a brand new school for $40 million, like the county is doing? We understand that. Our public obviously does not understand that, because
I've had several people ask me all about that.
We'll share with you the draft of those. We will have further. Again, that's on the informational side. We'll have things on our website. Zions is willing to do a calculator, as it were, where they puts in their value of their home, and it comes up with an estimated amount of increase for
them. So we would have a link to that on
our
side.
We'll have it on our side.
I missed something that you said. I think it was marking on Zane. Okay, anything less on him. But it was like, did you say that we cannot say, please vote for the bond?
We are not in a position where we could ever say, vote yes for this bond.
We just say, read the information.
And vote.
Right.
And vote. We encourage you to vote.
Right.
You can give information.
Right. But that's what I'm saying, you're talking about, you say, this is the reason, you can vote how you want, right, I'm not going to say, please vote yes.
And these are the reasons why we're...
Well, they can say to you, why are you spending $35 million on...
Oh, I didn't mind.
It's a fine line on the information printed by the school district that we put out to the public, we can't...
It has to be just informational.
Some information opening. That doesn't mean you can't individually say something.
Well, and that, I would like us to get a copy of the code so that we can see exactly what we can and can't, because I hear some things from some of my friends in school districts and some from others. I would like to see the code.
We've already said, but what, yes.
We already did, and we talked about all these reasons.
We want to make sure that you're not in a position of having any violations of the board members.
Well, and that is why I would really like to see the code so I know where I am and what I...
Yeah. Which is different for us because usually we, in our non-political school board life, we have opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And so people usually come to us and say, how are you going to vote?
The reason the board chose to go for this is the following.
Right.
The reason why we feel these are important are the following.
Right. So we had a facility study, and these were the findings from the facility study.
That whole process is going to be worked on for you so that we have everything planned out of November 5th, and you'll have a very clear process.
And the team will be running their... information, some of their information
promotion.
They have Facebook.
There's a Facebook page right now, Vote Yes, Logan Schools, something. I signed up for Facebook, which is my first foray into this area.
Get on Candy Crush, real fast.
It has been interesting. Getting 75 emails a day reminding me that so-and-so is not wanting to be my friend. So anyway, I'm dealing with that, but it is there, and Todd is running that.
So if people are wanting to make a donation for it, are they going out for donations?
Yes.
Okay, and that cannot be run through the foundation, correct?
No, cannot.
Okay, that's what I need to make sure.
I have to go to him. He's already working on that process.
So. All right, wonderful.
But we could, if we wanted to donate to that fund, we could do that
individually.
Okay.
And you could not do it.
For our husband or significant people.
So that's any other questions on that? Thank you for your input, and we will continue working on that.
Good job.
Okay.
The next one, air quality mitigation requirements. You have behind that, if you have just done the download. There's some general points, and right after I finished all of this, I received an email at 4 o'clock this afternoon from the State Office of Education saying, here are the information that you need for your air quality mitigation plan. So it's pretty much those, but it'll come in some other place. I went, so you know what I did. I looked at the ordinances that were available through the county and the city. The ordinance is 2013-4, implementation of a vehicle emissions and maintenance program in Cache County. That's their findings. Behind that, we have city code on excessive noise and pollution. They don't have anything else on air quality. The city has not adopted anything.
But they are going to have to, correct? But if we have to, don't they have to?
They're going to have to do a mitigation. Right now, the mitigations right now are school districts. All right? So whatever anyone else is having to do. The thing that was a surprise was that there's not only in August, but July 1st, which you will pass. We have to have a plan in place by July 1st, which you will pass on the 18th. But then there's a questionnaire that's an additional questions that I have to do by August 1st. That was not in the code. I'm not sure why they're asking for the second part, but I am going to ask that. I believe in following the code and following the law, but I don't see that we have to do anything above and beyond. This is, so anyway. Then I've looked at the Cache Valley Transit District's mission, and one of those is providing, services to reduce the dependency on the automobile. So that will be part of what I look at. The final part of information, so you know, is Envision Cache Valley, where they're looking at 2040. Some of the things that they're looking at, they actually feel that from a baseline of 2010, that the overall emissions in the city can go down, in the valley can go down, as well as utilization of cars, even though they're projecting it to be double the size of the population. They're seeing a massive reduction because of their focus on trying to centralize everything so that people can walk, ride bikes, and not take cars to go to the store, go to their banking, et cetera. Because of technology and everything, that will be a lessening, even though it'll double the population, the actual usage from baseline will be less.
So everything online
in the next 27 years. So I mean that's how I was reading it. So I'm going to have that as part of what we're looking at. We will have process. I don't know. Are you having to do an air mitigation plan by July 1st as well? I wasn't sure. It's probably one. I don't know if it's another department or what. So that has to be put in place. It will be simple. It will be focused. Our focus will be more information with our anyone who's coming into, for having to drive. We just need to have more of a promotional of, we've got the free bus system, try to use it, try to do carpooling with other teachers or other staff members.
Well, especially as we do the Logan High and parking lots are not...
But it also goes in saying one of the things that you're going to have, I need to work with you on, is they're talking about the use of ozone-free cleaners and all of the things. They're looking at maintenance, that they're going, not just coming back here every time that they're going. They're going to schools. Are they mapping out their plans for the day to minimize the amount of traffic that a maintenance person is doing? So those are the type of things we have to kind of come into play.
Does the mitigation plan take into account the things you're going to be doing with your buildings over the next 25 years?
No, it's mitigations for this. What are we doing now for promotion to reduce air emissions?
If we can't just say we really don't care about this.
All the things you're going to do is going to improve the air quality output that your buildings
will do. So I could put that in terms of for future, but they are looking specifically. This is something as a baseline, and then we would review the law. The intent of this whole thing, which went through without much discussion from the education community, was we're a public agency, and public agencies should be more responsible for their employees and their abuse of the environment.
You're really efficient with your tax dollars.
So this is 2013, was House Bill 168.
So, nothing under the radar for us.
Yep. So anyway, any questions on what will come to you next? That will come to you next week. They'll have to be an official go on. They'll have it written by then.
Fantastic. Okay. We are going to thank you, Marshall, very much. We appreciate and know that you'll do a fantastic job. And we're going to move on to, we're going to skip item D, which is discussion on our belief statement, even though I know that Jim has done a lot of work on that, and I'm excited to see what he has presented.
And we'll do that on the 17th.
Next item is number E, which is discussion on state center request.
Okay. I have attached the memo of understanding from the group that is called the Space Education Center of Cache Valley. It has not yet received the 501c3. I am, so it's specifically Dr. Sidwell, with great intentions, but I believe at this point, and I just needed to get your feedback, that until they do receive an official 501c3, us getting involved in a memo of understanding for space and for commitments without having a lot of very detailed plans of who's doing what, our liability is way too high. This is the group that came in. We talked to them in April about setting up the space center, potentially that we would house it, they would run it, but our contribution would be space.
Well, not in space. They're also asking for two classrooms. They're asking staff member to serve on the Space Center Board of Advisors, a physical mailing address, so they're using our address for their business.
So maybe the family information.
Available computers and other equipment is not being utilized by the school. Does that mean they use our computers after school, which runs our power and uses our computers? I'm not sure what we're getting out of this in return for what we're giving.
But until they're even an official group, what has been given to us is not something that will be a final document.
I hope not, because I won't vote for it.
This goes back to our discussions in April about their desire to set up a space camp process within our facilities.
Who seemed to you use David Sidwell? Is that what you said?
Dr. Sidwell is the one who is promoting this. Presentation.
And you need to be aware that Dr. Sidwell is not adjunct at USU.
He is not doing this through anything to do with Utah State University. So there's lots of different things, but he has presented this. Until I talked with you, I did not feel comfortable in responding. My concern is, if you would agree, is the fact that until they are officially recognized, then at that point we would start the negotiations as to a potential partnership. I'm not even saying we will do that until we know our liability is very, very clear.
It looks like he wants to use us as the basis on which to build his business.
Well, he wants to run his organization through our foundation's 501c3.
No, that has been taken off the table.
Oh, that's not.
Well, and I think that's really important that we don't partner with a group that is not, you have to jump through so many hoops, I remember this with the foundation, to prove that you are that group. And we don't just partner with anybody who thinks they might.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be a board, there has to be IRS approval and everything else. But it's really important to make them go through all the hoops.
We are far from having any resolution or even making a determination if we do want to partner.
We have one school that's...
But I just wanted to, like, this was given with...
Well, I don't have strong feelings about it.
Can you please, Marshall, tell the board about your negotiations or your contact with
Utah State? Separate from this, we are in discussions with Utah State, specifically the College of Science, as well as the College of Education. We work on partnerships on STEM projects. This technology engineering
is there. Is this a botany thing?
Pardon?
Is this a botany thing?
No. Not a botany thing. There is going to be a new director of STEM that is a joint partnership that President Albrecht is bringing in. It is housed in the College of Education. When that person comes into play, we will be starting to work with them on building our relationship for opportunities for STEM, all grade levels, but really focusing in on the needs that we have at the elementary level. Our elementary, all of our schools are right now working hard at trying to what they want to invent, but we need to have kind of an overage so we're not having one thing at one school and one at another. We have equal opportunities for all of our kids in all of the areas. So that's going on. And separately from this, this would be a nice addition if it can be something that we can come to a clear partnership on where we're both it's a win-win for both.
Well, and is it appropriate to say to this group, try working with?
We have had already those discussions, and I have offered to mitigate those discussions with him and the university so that it becomes, I said, for us, the partnership with Utah State University would be much more advantageous for us than with an individual private group, profit or nonprofit.
Similar to, you know, I know our association with Matt Longhurst with the MAP Academy and other things we've done has been.
That's been through the college.
Right. And that has been very good.
Am I hearing anything else other than
Jim's comment?
Then, Jim, you're not for that science, that space thing? Okay.
I'm not for it because it does not have an organization.
Right.
We're
okay.
Not
that's what
just
I
a private person come in and say, I'd like to do this.
Right.
I want to use your buildings and your computers and your phone and your address, and we'll call it a private program. No, thank you.
So
I needed that information, thank you, because I had just.
Well, that's my opinion.
Is there any other information I need as I make contact, and I will give you a copy of what I sent you.
I think it
just
has to be very simple.
Come talk to us, Lindy.
Whether you have 501c3 is computer. I think that's perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Marshall. We're going to skip number F, which is report on National School Board Association Conference, and push that to our meeting on Monday. And next, we're going to talk briefly about discussion on keyboards and school boards, chapter 1 through 3. And
they were very good. That brief enough?
Well, the reason why we're going
through. I can't find my book. Is that very good?
The reason why we're going through this is so we can. We can pass off a few things in our.
We
want to wait until we get you a new
system
one.
Thinking.
I think we should wait.
I think
you
should have a new one. This is very different.
Three.
I have 2 copies of the old one. Yeah.
I don't see this as being the same.
Yeah.
Okay, then I probably need a new one.
You know, Ryan, Dr. Durst brought me everything that he had. He brought me all of those, you know, and I looked at that. It's not the same.
I would say you were correct.
Yeah. I think that we should wait until Ann and Jim and Lynn have a copy of their keyboard school board before we proceed on with that.
And I had one.
And Ann has a current copy.
However, do we get points if we just say anything about it at all today?
Yes, comment.
Okay. Well, I just want to tell you that chapters 1, 2, 3 were extremely interesting. They're very critical. It's extremely important. And as a new member, it was especially.
You highlighted a lot there.
Emphasizing continuous improvement, collaborative relationships, climate and culture, and looking at the whole and our vision and everything. It was just wonderful. That's worth, what, 50 points?
I think it's worth another gummy bear.
Maybe a Snickers.
Or Snickers,
exactly.
No, I thought it was good. It really is. Yeah, I think it would be good for all educators to read it.
I hadn't read it for years, and it's good to have a refresher.
Right.
I think we'll have a very good conversation. So hopefully, I don't know how long it will take for the books to get here, but if they're here by Monday, we can add it to our Monday. If not, then we'll push it to our meeting in August.
One
we're
going to
get through that book by the end of the year.
One of the things that I'm bringing with this is our discussions with our principals and their training last week. We are close to getting a formatted process for all of our data. So you will have a data dashboard as board members to be able to go in on a consistent basis and look at. We will then, one of the things that I want to do with you as we are looking at next year's agendas, there will be set times every month we're going to be talking about the data portion that supplies, because you read this, it talks about you're basing your decisions on assessments
right.
And data. But data is not just the student data for end of level. That we kind of think that that's the only set of data. There's a lot of other data that we need to be able to look at. And I have this a format that, again, that came from MSBA that was very, very helpful in looking at the quadrants of data that we need to kind of keep our pulse on so that we are constantly in that process of improvement and seeing. It's going to help us out. The reason we went with the principals is they're developing their school improvement plans that will come to you in October, that they have a mindset of some of this data, so there's a consistency among them as they are reporting out on some of the data. So, anyway, I'm excited about where we are.
That now, assessment drives it. Yeah. Assessment drives.
And sometimes it's hard to, you know, we say that we do that, but when you only see data every
We want to make sure that there is consistent data that we're sharing with you, but also available to you.
So that as we read through our board book, we can go refer to, and we had that somewhat with the board portal.
Right, but this is going to be, it's going to be a lot more robust and allow you constant data that you can look at.
Personnel who can do that.
Membership, yes.
I want to have extra points for this sitting by my bed on my nightstand.
So that's.
You can take the gummy bears at home. For nightly reading. Okay, the only thing that I have left is that as we prepare for our retreat, As we prepare for our retreat on Monday and Tuesday, I sent you an email earlier asking if you have anything. We have a full day on Monday. Patricia will be coming to discuss or to help us with our board about our superintendent and business administrator evaluations. And then we have Jody Sundberg is also coming to help us with our Master Board Award. And we have, we'll put on our belief statements and our NSBA reports. I think that probably will take us through the whole day.
And that is a closed session.
And that's a closed session up until we go to belief statements.
Okay, and we are starting at what time on Monday?
8:30, starting at 8:30. Richard will be here.
You're not your camera.
Can I have it right here? In this room.
In this room?
At 8:30.
8:30.
And what about on Tuesday?
And that's what I'm asking is if we have to have our budget hearing at 6 o'clock, and there are some agenda items that we'll have to cover on that day. But if there's nothing pressing, I see no reason why we have a full day meeting unless you have something you want to discuss.
The other is, are you able to start the meeting? We have to have it at 6 o'clock. We have to stop and do the budget hearing. But instead of starting at 6, which is the normal time, starting earlier so we can get the work done, then have the budget hearing at the end, and then be done.
I've kept both days free because we've been talked about doing two full days. Yeah. So I have kept both days free. Probably Lynn that you need to ask.
It would possibly help Lynn out that he could be here, because this is that will be a bad move for him.
We can go all day on Tuesday if we have things that we all feel like we need to discuss on Tuesday.
I'm not hearing that, but I don't. Yeah. The second question is, could we start the board meeting early, do all of our work, and then have a work session, at the hearing at 6, so we could be done by 6:30.
And go home.
So with that, you had a meeting. We were supposed to be to. So what time could you get back?
We could start at 5? We'll start at 5?
On Tuesday?
Yeah, we need to be back for that time.
On Tuesday, we would not do anything during the day, but we would come here at 5.
You can't be any.
On Monday, 6 o'clock with spouses, we'll have dinner at my house.
Okay, on that happy note, then
the money is 8:30.
8:30, and then at
8:30 until we're done.
Okay.
And my
at 6. It will be at my house for dinner.
And then Tuesday we'll start at 5 o'clock and go until whenever.
I would like to be excused
to be
after.
Yeah.
So by 6:30.
I've got to be up at the homestead for my meetings the next day for superintendents, and I'd like to get there at a decent time. He smiles. He says, just like it up and be there at midnight.
That's right.
I've done that before, and it doesn't make that an easy trip. So.
The thing that I really found is
where do you want to go?
Fever. Just the homestead.
Yeah. Right.
We'll try to make the agenda short.
Okay,
on that happy note, we're going to adjourn this meeting. It's now 8:24.
Okay. Yay! My great book. Thank you.
Thank you. You didn't install that Christmas.